A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
All right, you sinners, swing!
Welcome to an exciting addition to the Tricky Kid Radio Podcast Network, hosted by filmmaker and DJ Yui Turner.
Welcome to another edition of iHeartRadio's Sinner's Swing, the Van Halen podcast. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, a.k.a. Roy Turner. This episode is about a great new called Jump, America's Van Halen Experience. JumpTribute.com is how you can find all about them. There's quite a few Van Halen tribute bands out there. They all offer something to keep that great legacy alive. But typically, they're older. Van Halen's an older band. Began, their first record was 1978. Last one was in 2012. Haven't been a band for over 10 years. So typically what you see is people my age, and they're doing it good. No offense to our new friends, Jump. But I would say the reigning heavyweight championship of Van Halen tributes, and not just because they're my friends, are Van Halen from Pasadena, where Van Halen actually was from. Shout out to my dudes, Derek and Ernie, out there still doing sold-out shows all over the country just about every single weekend. But I'm always on the lookout for other ones. What I found so cool about this Jump tribute is that it's young guys. Not only does that restore my faith, rock and roll is not dead. Billie Eilish being asked about Van Halen superfan Jimmy Fallon on his show, and she had no idea who they were. So when you see young people wanting to pick up instruments and learn about Van Halen and learning it so well, they're taking it out on the road to these sold out great shows, the great aesthetic, like Van Halen in their prime, a David Lee Roth only era, as it should be. According to Alex Van Halen's autobiography, Brothers, which you should check out if you haven't already, the band basically ended in 1985. It speaks to the legacy of Van Halen. You don't see a whole lot of Van Hagar, but you do see a whole lot of the David Lee Roth thing. But typically with an older band, like 20-something guys doing David Lee Roth, Jump from the drum riser when the splits. It was fantastic. So I was excited to be able to see these guys when they came to Dallas at House of Blues. It also happened to be my 52nd birthday. And I thought, what better way could I spend my birthday but listening to all the great old school David Lee Roth era with these young guys. They're from Toledo, Ohio, all born in the mid to late 90s, and some of them were even early 2000s. It was such a great time, until it wasn't, which I'll get to. I shouldn't be a Karen, but if I'm going to give you the full experience, I got to tell you the whole story. It's all good. I had a great time. Show was great. You guys should definitely see these guys, because they're going to be on the road all through the spring. Go to JumpTribute.com, find out, get involved, find out when the show's coming near to you, and check it out. Before I get totally into it, I wanted to mention a couple of things. Speaking of friends and Van Halen, there's a couple events coming out here locally, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that I wanted to mention. You guys might know the AC/DC tribute band Back in Black. If you don't, you may have heard that story a couple years ago when Brian Johnson had to leave AC/DC temporarily. They went ultimately with Axl Rose, but they went online and they found Back in Black, and my friend Darren, who looks and walks and talks, I mean, he is Brian Johnson. And apparently the guys in AC/DC thought so much of what they saw that they invited Darren to audition. There's a great documentary the guitar player, Mike, also like the manager of Back in Black, made called My Stupid Tribute Band that details the history of Back in Black, but also that specific story. So definitely check that out. I think it's available on Amazon Prime. And I bring them up because the rhythm section of Back in Black are two of my oldest and dearest friends. Shout out to Steve and Paul. And they've got a Van Halen tribute thing going called Mean Street. And they're going to be playing with Back in Black at Fat Daddy's on March 28th in Mansfield, right outside the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tickets are available now. You're going to get two for one there. It's going to be a great night. Two of my favorite things in the entire world, Van Halen and crawfish. This coming Sunday, March 15th at the Revel in Frisco, where I live, there's a Van Halen tribute band I have yet to see called VHX, the Van Halen Experience, and they're having a crawfish eating contest. I'll be introducing the band, hanging out, listening to Van Halen, judging the crawfish eating contest. I might even be a part of it myself. Who wants to take me on? Because I love crawfish, and I always tend to do a crawfish boil on my birthday, which I didn't get to do this year. Van Halen Experience go on at 2 o'clock, and a crawfish eating contest begins at 4:30. $20. Come on out. If you see me, say hi. It's going to be a great day, a great weekend. One other thing I saw, there's a new restaurant called Shy Boy in downtown Dallas. The Talis song that Billy Sheehan wrote on the very first David Lee Roth solo record, Eat 'Em and Smile. It looks very swanky, and I'm sure no connection to the Van Halen world. My first concert was the Eat 'Em and Smile tour. If you're new to this podcast, definitely look up some back episodes where we talked to Steve Vai and, of course, my man Greg Bissonette and Billy Sheehan about that first tour. I'm such a Van Halen nerd and a David Lee Roth guy. I've got to make my way down. But it looks like one of those velvet rope be on the list kind of deals. I don't know why they're calling it Shy Boy, but I'll get to the bottom of it. And we'll be right back.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream, so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.
This is Sam Jones / Gordon. I'm with Roy Turner at Tricky Kid Radio. And you better be tuning in, or I will find you. Yes, I will. Yes.
Speaking of Billy Sheehan and Greg Bissonette, they both appear in my upcoming King's X documentary, both King's X fanatics. I've been working on this thing forever. I know all y'all been asking about it, and I assure you it's still coming out. These things take a long time, especially when you're doing it, you know, independently with basically no money. Filming is done, and we've got to get a good editor. I've hired a few editors, and unfortunately, they didn't quite pan out. If you're interested in a movie that's actually going to make money and you want to invest, please contact me directly at roy@tricky-kid.com. Okay, so it's my 52nd birthday. I make my way to the House of Blues in Dallas. I've shot there so many times and spent so much time there. When I show up, I don't even have to even show my ID. And this night was no exception. Guy behind the will call window hands me my pass. I was pleased to see they had left me an all-access pass. So all due was my birthday. Now, here's where I need to be specific. When you go backstage, you have to behave like an idiot and disturbing the production. You have no idea how many times I've brought people back with me that, to my surprise, didn't quite understand that. Now, I'm not going to pull the "don't you know who I am?" I'm nobody of that sort of stature. That's not my personality anyway. But I do want to send a message to Jump's management. I've been on tour with a million different bands in every possible capacity. I know how the production is supposed to go. I'm the one that would set that standard, not the one that would disturb it whenever I'm not part of the production. I always kind of feel I don't really want to be here. I want to be out in the crowd and watch the show. Since I didn't actually have a photo pass, I thought, here's what I'll do. Since they're young guys, I want to get a perfect shot of the David Lee Roth guy doing the splits from the drum riser. I was a little bit late, and they were already on doing Panama. The band is great and kicking ass. They did that thing Van Halen used to do, two or three songs and then drum solo. I was hoping I'd only missed just the one song, Panama. Now, I wasn't going to walk up and bug the singer while he's trying to do wardrobe change. He was just waiting to come back out. A 30-second exchange. "Hey, man, was that your first song?" "No, we did Unchained." I was like, "Oh, no, I love Unchained." And then I fucked off and got out of the way. They go back out and they're kicking ass. I walk over to the other side of the stage where the soundboard is. I've been there a million times. I checked with the stage manager, the sound guy. They both gave me the thumbs up. The band is about to do "Everybody Wants Some," the build up. So I ducked. went to the lip of the stage, crouched down completely out of sight, and I filmed for less than 90 seconds and once again fucked off. I got my shot. Let's go back out and enjoy the show from the crowd. Suddenly this guy comes up. Hey, man, are you Roy? And I was like, yeah, man, how are you? He goes, hey, man, a mistake. You weren't supposed to have an all-access pass, just a photo pass. But instead of just like, do you want to go back out into the crowd or go ahead and just give me that pass back? This dude actually started reaching for it, like while it was on my body, one of those sticky passes. I mean, I'm already done. I got what I need. Am I in your way? I was only back there maybe three songs. It was just embarrassing. And this is supposed to be my birthday. I was so excited. I was having such a good time. And it put a really bad taste in my mouth. I'm not trying to diss the band or anything, but bro, you don't actually manage Van Halen. I'm not going to be the arrogant one, and neither should you. It was just weird. I turned around and I went back out into the general admission to watch the show, but it ruined the evening. I couldn't get back into the show. Maybe my ego was bruised and on me. Again, nothing against the band. Maybe. Did the David Lee Roth, did he say something like, that guy was trying to talk to me. I'm teasing. Let's keep our senses of humor. I'm trying to promote them. I want to give a shout out to their day-to-day and merch gal. Maya Elf was awesome. She kept me posted with the set times and everything else. I wasn't sure it was going to be an opener. If I hadn't talked to her, I would have gotten there even later. I went by the merch booth to thank her. And she was super cool and remembered it was my birthday. Again, let's keep our senses of humor. You can't see what I'm doing with my hands, but I was wearing a leather jacket and I'd taken that pass off, stuck it inside my jacket, whatever. I did that thing in Scarface when they're escorting Tony out of the restaurant for being a jerk off. And he puts his hands on both sides of his jacket like, you're never going to see a bad guy like this. Not bad for 52, huh? And I swear to you, the minute I did that, her eyes laser focused on that pass inside my jacket. What is going on here? It's a tribute band. It's Sunday night. It's my birthday. Like, why? What is this gatekeeper shit? But thank you, Maya. The band's great. I was hoping to take a picture with the band after and really promote this thing. I could have done a lot more if this guy wasn't trying to run me off. I got the one shot that's on our website. You also can see it whenever you listen to this on iHeartRadio. Also, go to our website at tricky-kid.com. And also make sure you're following us on dual Twitter feed. Our two shows are This Is Metal and Sinner Swing. Sinner Swing is way too much real estate for a Twitter handle, so it's under This Is Metal. And you'll see that shot. I also tagged them. Make sure you're following them. And definitely go see them. Check them out. It's awesome. If you love Van Halen, especially David Lee Roth, doing it right, doing it young, doing it powerful. I loved it, and I would go again. Thank you guys again for having me. Get into all things Jump Tribute America's Van Halen Experience. Thank you guys again for listening. And again, make sure you go see Mean Street with Back in Black and Mansfield. And whatever you decide to do for St. Patrick's Day weekend, I hope you have a good, fun, and safe time. Thanks again for joining us. I am your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. This is Sinner's Swing, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Tricky Kid Media Originals, distributed by iHeartRadio, created and directed by Roy Turner, edited and mastered by Marcus Miller, theme music by the Buck Pets, original score by Jocelyn Hunt, artwork by Antora Sandy, marketing and PR by Francesca Miles. Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid. Tricky Kid Radio is hosted by Roy Turner with introductions by me, Dana French. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week.